Is Teach for America as great as it appears to be? Teach for America places highly qualified teachers in high-need areas to teach. They train these young adults to help close achievement gaps in some of the poorest and lowest performing schools. Teach for America recruits and trains these teachers for 5 short weeks and then places these teachers in a classroom setting in some of the poorest communities in urban areas. Teach for America has not really changed education, in my opinion, but instead opened our eyes to the American education system. Wendy Kopp, a graduate of Princeton University in 1989, was the mastermind behind the Teach for America organization. Kopp strongly believed that you didn't have to fix poverty issues to improve education with the underprivileged students. Kopp had good intentions, but she was not educated on how to effectively reach these students. Her idea was to recruit first-year teachers and prepare them by implementing 5 weeks of training in hopes to prepare them for the challenges of a classroom with some of the poorest students in the nation. As Ravitch states, Teach for America has not made significant gains as they hoped it would. These newly trained teachers get about the same test score results as other new and uncertified teachers, and they also leave within the first 5 years. I believe that, and as Ravitch states, Teach for America is the center of the corporate reform, and that these young men and women will work incredibly hard, as much as 70 to 80 hours a week, trying to perform a job at which they are ill-prepared, with no expectations of benefits, and then they move on. Just as any profession, we shouldn't allow new employees with very few weeks of training to educate our most vulnerable children.